It's KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Have you heard of lunch shaming? It might sound extreme the way schools can punish students who owe them money for unpaid meals.
Kids getting their lunches thrown away, having kids do chores like cleaning lunch tables in front of their friends, or even getting labeled on their arms, I owe lunch money, I owe money, or even like a red dollar sign.
That is Seattle father of three, Jeff Liu. You can imagine how a parent might feel hearing about kids being treated that way. So Jeff decided to do something about it. He called his son's school and asked how much unpaid lunch money was out there. $97.10 was the answer for the whole school. So he set up a GoFundMe page and he raised that, no problem. Then he called the school district. How much lunch money do kids owe in all of Seattle schools? Answer, 20 grand and change. So far, people giving to Jeff Liu's GoFundMe page have doubled that amount. They've raised $45,000, and he's not stopping there.
Hopefully, we raise enough to cover the entire school year. So even the next fall, when it starts, there's no school debt until next June.
And then beyond Seattle, you've started fundraisers for other cities, too.
Correct. I've started lunch campaigns for Tacoma School District as well as Renton School District. After seeing the success of Seattle, I decided to help out more people. Did Tacoma just because they're the third largest school district in the state of Washington. I just saw in the local news that they need a lot of help as well. Renton School District is the school district my wife has graduated from, and as well as my brother-in-law's. I'm happy to say Tacoma has hit goal a day or two ago, and Renton is on their way there, so I'm very happy to see that.
But to get beyond these individual fundraising campaigns and really get at this issue of lunch debt, we need to understand what the issue is. So is this a problem of kids whose parents cannot afford lunch, or parents who could pay their kids' lunch tab but won't?
That's a great question. I know there's a free and reduced lunch programs out there that require paperwork. And I know some parents, due to possible language barriers or other issues, they just don't fill out the paperwork. Some people just don't like paperwork overall. Some kids can be qualified for it. Some can just miss the federal income guidelines to qualify for the free and reduced lunch program. They may be going through financial hardships at home, personal health issues, and just other issues that are preventing them from even having enough money to help pay for these hot lunches for the children.
You're saying don't punish the kids for whatever the parental situation is.
Exactly. These children should not be punished for whatever sole reason for not having money. They should just eat the same lunches as everyone else in school, regardless of having money or not.
Okay, so then given that's what the issues are here, is there a better way to solve the problem than individual GoFundMe campaigns? Do you have a bigger plan?
I am working hard on a mission to end lunch shaming and lunch debt once and for all. This campaign has led to other people doing campaigns in other parts of this country. I've heard school districts have been paid off in Mississippi. Everett is very close to it. Edmonds just got paid off recently due to their own fundraising. It's also getting lawmakers in other parts of this country to start bills, to revive dead bills, getting this topic to the bigger level. The buzz is great, but we need to find a permanent solution to end lunch shaming and lunch debt.
Okay, you're suggesting a Washington state law. It could be universal free lunch, could be schools still tracking students' lunch payments, maybe reminding parents, but regardless, feed that child that day.
Correct. We need to feed that child, not an alternate meal, not a cold cheese or a fruit and milk. They need to eat a full hot meal, whatever they're serving that day. So equal lunches for all, but we need to find a permanent solution. It's very important because once these school lunch debts are paid off, they're going to start again. It's going to be an ongoing issue, sad to say, but we need to find a permanent solution. And I'm not stopping till we help find that one.
That is Seattle Public Schools parent and graduate Jeff Liu on his campaign to end school lunch debt. He got some help. You may have heard. He got some help in his campaign from the singer John Legend, who kicked in $5,000. And on Saturday, the two met. Jeff got to thank John Legend personally after his concert at Chateau Saint Michel. In case you want to contribute, we'll send you Jeff's Twitter account, @BigLou8. That's Lew, L-E-W, and we're tweeting that out now on KUOW Seattle.